Justice Minister Chinamasa told Studio 7 by phone from Geneva, Switzerland today that government has secured enough funds for the March 16th constitutional referendum, contrary to assertions by Finance Minister Tendai Biti.
Yeah, the correct position is that the funds have been secured. When I gave you, I wasn't very sure kutia papi. As I told you, I'm in Geneva. So Minister Mnangagwa would be acting Minister of Justice in my absence.
The minister said what is now left is to disperse the resources to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to enable the electoral body to start preparing for the referendum on the announced date.
We will assist in working out modalities for getting the money to secure. Don't worry about that. We have enough money to run the referendum. The outstanding task is to raise money for running the election.
But Biti told a news conference in Harare yesterday that the government space is empty.
We don't have the money for the referendum yet. We don't have money for the elections yet. And as I said on Friday, the UN has in fact written to us saying, in view of the early date of the referendum, they will not be able to assist towards the referendum, but they will assist towards the elections.
With this discord in government, political analyst Pedzisai Ruanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, challenged Minister Chinamasa to reveal the source of the funds, especially following statements by Biti that revenue from the sale of Marange diamonds is not being directed to Treasury.
The only person we can listen to when it comes to the resources of the state, the finances of the state, legally, lawfully, and constitutionally, is the Minister of Finance. He is the one who runs the Treasury as the Minister of Finance, and he must know the balance sheet of the government. And to believe what Chinamasa is saying, he amounts to, you know, believing anything, because he is not the Minister of Finance. Unless Chinamasa is telling us that he is running some parallel Ministry of Finance that is not known by the Minister of Finance, then you must tell us where you got that money from, where the account that holds that money, and why the Minister of Finance is not privy to you know those resources in terms of their administration.
The Electoral Commission says it requires $85 million to successfully run the referendum slated for March 16th. However, the referendum may be delayed if the High Court rules in favor of the National Constitutional Assembly, which is seeking an order compelling the state to give Zimbabweans at least 2 months to scrutinize the draft constitution before a referendum is called. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.